الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه والتابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا جماعة المسلمين. This marks the beginning of our English version of Tafsir for this year. Today is the 8th day of Ramadan 1433, and like I have said, this marks the beginning of the English version of the Tafsir. Due to things we all know, security situation, those things alhamdulillah have improved. We thank Allah for that. So today, as said earlier, is the 8th day of Ramadan 1433. And last year we stopped at ayah 64. So we are starting, inshallah, from ayah 65, chapter number 4, Surah Al-A'raf, chapter number 7, sorry. So let's have the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين.
وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. To Ad, we sent to them their brother Hud. That is to say, there was a tribe known as Ad. This tribe Ad, they had their brother Prophet Hud sent to them. But the brotherhood did not center on belief. But because of geographical affinity. So Allah says, to Ad, we sent to them their brother. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. He said, who is saying here? Prophet Hud. He said to them, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. You have no any object of worship apart from him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Can't you fear Allah? Can't you earn God consciousness and piety? And this has been the message that the prophets have been passing and channeling, if you like, it to their people. Talking about piety, each and every messenger used to be saying, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, worship Allah, worship Allah, worship Allah. So the message has been one and same. But the details concerning legal matters could differ. But the central point when it comes to monotheism has been one. That is, only Allah is to be worshipped, as you have heard in this very case. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Read again. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ.
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين.
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. الملأ الذين كفروا. The expression الملأ means such people that have socio-economic status high. That is, they have their set. Their socio-economic status ranks higher than that of other people. And they do not believe usually. They are a people that have power, that have money, that have influence. Coupled with this belief, such a people are called usually al-mala. So al-mala'u, amongst those who disbelieve amongst his people, say, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَةٍ. Oh, we just look at you as somebody in a complete foolishness. That is safaha. Imagine referring to Allah's Messenger as being in safaha. But that has been the attitude of the unbelievers. وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We perceive you not but just as one of the liars. Not only referring to him as in state of foolhardy, but they also refer to him as somebody who is but peddling a rumor or lying outrightly. So you can see, this kind of behavior is enough to invite for them Allah's condemnation, Allah's anger, and Allah's wrath. Next verse.
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين.
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين. Prophet Hud says, my people, ليس بي سفاهة. Not as you think, I am not in a state of any foolishness. Contrary to your view, ولكني رسول من رب العالمين. The issue is, the reality is, I am but a messenger from the Lord of the creators. Next verse.
أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتُ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ.
أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتُ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ. My main function, my main responsibility is to preach unto you the messages of my Lord. Because Risalati is in plural form here. He didn't say Risalata. No, Risalat. Mine is to preach to you the messages of my Lord. Wa ana lakum nasihun amin. I am but a good counselor and trustworthy. I just want to preach to you, to tell you the truth, and I am being passionate and compassionate and merciful. So I am nasihun amin, a good counselor, giving you counseling, and I mean somebody reliable that Allah has chosen and sent unto you, if only you understand. Next verse.
How I think جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وجعلكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
أو عجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. أَوَ عَجِبْتُمْ. Oh, do you wonder? Is this something wonderful that a preacher has arrived from amongst yourself? So you view this something new, something outlandish, something to wonder at? Naam? Such a messenger that has come لينذركم, so as to warn you وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ. You should remember when Allah appointed you as viceroys, representatives, مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, after the demise of Noah's people. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً, and Allah increased you manifold in the stature. Alright? Your anatomical build, your anatomical structure was increased in stature. Allah did this to you, so why can't you remember? Why can't you ponder? Why can't you cogitate? Why can't you know this so as to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Na'am. وَذْكُرُوا أَوْ فَذْكُرُوا آلَى اللَّهِ, and you should remember Allah's ala. What is ala? Allah's favors, Allah's bounties. That's why he says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَ تُكَذِّبَانَ. Why can't you remember Allah's bounties? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, لَعَلَّكُمْ, perchance, probably, you may be successful. Next verse.
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. قالوا they say, who are those who say? Yes? I'm asking you. Who are those who have said? Now? Mala'u, generally the people of Prophet Hud. They said this denyingly, in a total denial of the message. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده. They said, oh, so you have come to tell us that we should worship only one God, only one. ونظر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا, leaving behind what our parents used to worship. Is that your mission? Is that your message? Is it what you're telling us? Okay. فأتنا بما تعدنا. We challenge you, produce to us, or bring to us what you have been promising, that God is going to punish us. We challenge you to produce what you have been telling us. Imagine their obstinance, their arrogance, their waywardness, their irresponsibility, and their lack of understanding of Allah's boundaries. They are challenging such a great Allah's messenger. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring to us what you've been promising to us, if you are speaking the truth. Na'am.
وَلَقَدْ وَقَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ جَرَّبْتُكُمْ رِجْسٌ وَغَضَبٌ أَتُجَادِلُونَنِي فِي أَسْمَاءٍ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين. قال, on hearing this, Prophet Hud answered and replied them by saying, قَدْ وَقَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ رِجِزٌ. I know, rigis has descended on you. What is rigis? Rigis means Allah's chastisement. Alright, Allah's condemnation has descended on you. وَغَضَبٌ, and Allah's wrath and anger. And if somebody earns Allah's anger, he becomes helpless. Okay? Then he asks this question, أَتُجَادِلُونَنِي, or do you argue with me? Do you argue with me في أسمائٍ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا, on some fabricated name that you have concocted out of your fertile human thinking? نعم, أنتم وآباؤكم, you and your parents, مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. Such means that Allah did not send any proof concerning them. And that is the case. The unbelievers will be arguing to defend what is false, trying to argue to debate with Allah's Messenger, and the things they are arguing to defend are just false. So the Prophet here is saying, alayhi salatu wa salam, أَتُجَادِلُونَ فِي أَسْمَاءٍ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا, or do you argue with me concerning names you have fabricated, you and your parents, such names that Allah did not send any proof concerning them? Okay, فَانْتَذِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَذِرِينَ. Wait for Allah's final decision to come on you, because I also one of those waiting for Allah's final determination. Because in a situation like this, when a prophet or messenger becomes helpless, he says, oh Allah, come to my assistance. Just as Prophet Noah say, what did he say? Inni maghlubun fantasib. Oh Allah, I have been pushed to the wall. I am helpless. Come to my assistance and rescue. Next verse.
أنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وما كانوا مؤمنين.
فأنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وما كانوا مؤمنين. فَأَنْجَيْنَهُ. Look at the grammatical status of fa. This fa, we call it subsequential and consequential fa. That is subsequently and consequently فَأَنْجَيْنَهُ. Because he placed his request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah did come to his assistance, and Allah responded positively to his request. So Allah said, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. We did save him. We saved him, not him only, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, and those who believe along with him, with a special package of a mercy from our presence. وَقَطَعَنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ نَعَمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and we uprooted the bases of those who disbelieve. Because waqatana means we cut off. Dabira means basis. Their strength was completely uprooted. In other words, we demolished them. We obliterated them. That's the meaning. Waqatana dabira alladhina kadhaba akina wa ma kanu mu'minin. They were never a believing people. Now,
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم
عذاب. After hearing this story, this narration concerning Prophet Hud, the subsequent segment of narration centers on Prophet Saleh. Saleh is known as Methuselah. Biblically, according to non-Muslims, they call him Methuselah, okay? But the Quran says Saleh. His people are known as Samud. And Samud are believed to have lived around Medina and some part of Yemen. Right now, if you go to Mecca, Medina, there is a kind of visit arrangement, if you care to. They call it visit to Mada'il Saleh, the cities of Prophet Saleh. But in Islam, if a people disobeyed Allah, they rebelled against him, it is not recommended that you go and pay a visit to their own dwellings. When you pass through their dwellings, you are supposed to pass horribly. Otherwise, you will be inviting Allah's anger. Alright? So Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. To the people of Thamud, we sent their brother Salih. قَالَ, he said, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Oh my people, اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, worship Allah. Because مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, you don't have any object of worship apart from Him. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Most certainly, بَيِّنَةٌ, clear evidence did come to you from your Lord. Because al-bayyina means the clear judgment, clear reasons, clear proofs. All this did come to you from your Lord. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ. As an example, this is the naqa. What is naqa? The she-camel. She-camel. The people of Prophet Saleh were tried. The trial was Allah sent to them a she-camel as a mark of his own being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were tried. They were warned never to touch this camel by any harm. It shouldn't be harmed. But فَكَذَّبُوا فَأَقَرُوهَا. نعم إِذِنْ بَأَقَ أَشْقَاهَا. They are most wretched. Came and negatively touched the camel. They killed the camel, and because of this, Allah's chastisement, Allah's severe punishment came upon them. So here the story is being repeated again. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً. This is Allah's she camel as a sign to you and for you. فَذَرُوهَا. Allow it تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ, to eat from Allah's land. You see? أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. Never, never, never ever should you ever afflict it with anything bad. If you do that, فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. A severe punishment shall seize and catch you. These are the warnings Prophet Saleh gave to his people, but they proved intransigent, recalcitrant, hydra-headed, stone-headed, and rebellious. And in a situation like this, when people rebel, definitely Allah's matching treatment comes and cuts them off. What does the next ayah say?
وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا وَتَنْحِتُونَ الْجِبَالَ بُيُوتًا.
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سبلها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا. فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. This is verse number 74 in this chapter, chapter number 7. Al-A'raf. Prophet Saleh goes on preaching to them, reminding them, what did he say? وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعْلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ. You should also remember when Allah appoints you as khulafa, viceroys, vicegerents, مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ, after the demise of Ad. Because historically speaking, sequentially speaking, Ad came before Thamud. Okay? Prophet Hud came, after him came Prophet Saleh. So in this sequential order, so he was reminding them, وَذْكُرُوا means you should remember, if when جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاء, Allah appointed you as khulafa, okay, viceroy or vicegerent or representatives, okay, مِنْ بَعْدِ عَادٍ, after the demise of Ad. وَبَوَّأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and Allah allow you to occupy the land. بَوَّأَكُمْ, from بَوَّأَ يُبَوِّئُ, He causes you to occupy land. تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْ سُهُولِهَا قُصُورًا, and He used to build on its sloppy part was one big mansion. These people are believed to be very, very crafty, technologically developed according to their own timing. Yeah, they could build mansions, architectural design, building and design. So to tell you, building and designing has not been learned only in Catholic, okay, or other places. People of the olden days also, they had this kind of technology and breakthrough, but they rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of this, they had the taste of Allah's anger and Allah's wrath and Allah's condemnation. وَتَنْحِتُونَ الْجِبَالِ يُوِيَ كَرْبٍ, that is an-nahad, you know, carving, to carve statue out of things. So he used to curve houses. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ, you should remember Allah's ala. Ala means Allah's bounty, Allah's gift. Like all of us here, the power of seeing is part of Allah's ala. The power of hearing, the power of testing, the power of touching, the power of feeling, the power of all these are what manifestative features of Allah's ala on all of us. Do we thank Him? Are we thanking Him? Yes. Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thank me, I will increase you incalculably, manifold. But if you deny my gift, certainly my punishment is very, very severe and harsh. So he says, فَذْكُرُوا عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ, you should remember Allah's bounties. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, don't rebel, تَعْثَوْا, don't rebel on the land committing crimes and corruption. Next verse.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربي, قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون.
In a situation like this, there are bound to be what I can call categorizations in people. So people became divided into two camps. The first camp, Allah calls them Alladhina Stakbaru. They are the Al-Mala'u, the VIPs, okay? But who have proved to be arrogant. Naturally and usually, prophets have their followership from among the downtrodden people. Naturally, the common people were the followers of the Prophet of Allah. This has been natural. People with power, with wealth, with money tend to be arrogant. They tend to be to disdain, to be scornful, okay, to look down upon Allah. This has been natural. So in the same like manner here, Allah says, Alladhina istakbaru, those who prove to be arrogant, were talking disdainfully, scornfully. They were looking down upon Alladhina istudifu, those that were weak on account of their iman. They were telling them, liman amana minhum, they were telling them sarcastically. They were talking in sarcastic tone. Ata'alamuna anna salihan mursalan min rabbi. Okay. So do you believe that this man Salih is indeed Allah's messenger? Do you? قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Allahu Akbar. The commoners, the common people, the Kalakawa said, yes, we are true believers concerning that which he has been sent with. They didn't like to hear this answer, but they were answered in this manner. Listen to what they have answered, the arrogant ones. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا بِمَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. Look at it.
قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون
قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون الذين استكبروا those who proved to be arrogant and disbelievers say to the believers the believers say we believe isn't it now they are replying by saying no as to what you believe in we disbelieve in it look at the parallel so to tell them that we do not believe in that which you believe in and that has been natural for people to disbelieve to be rebellious even among the Muslims naturally man is argumentative man is by nature argumentative وكان الانسان اكثر شيء من جدلا man is by nature argumentative this is the truth but he wants to be smart he wants to play kind of wayo but that is bad if the truth is truth take it and you will be free know the truth and it shall set you free as they say but look at the way they were talking saying قالوا إنا بما أرسل به قالوا إنا قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به what كافروا we disbelieve next ayah
فأخذوا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين
فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين listen فعقروا الناقة along the road فأقروا الناقة then they killed the she camel because aqar is to use a sharp instrument and for example kill something so they kill the she camel وعتوا عن أمر ربهم and they prove intransigence because atu is from ata atu they prove intransigent arrogant rebellious and stone-headed okay ditching and leaving behind the command of their lord وقالوا they even said يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا okay صالح bring unto us what you promised us they are challenging him you promised that if we disbelieve we are going to face God's anger this okay produce to us bring to us that which you have been threatening us with okay in kuntum minal mursalin if truly you are amongst the messengers of Allah next verse
فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين
فأخذتهم الرجفة الرجفة is severe tremor cut them that is a kind of a shaking punishment tremor cut them فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين and they walk off on their knees dead because jathim somebody to be on his knee dead cannot talk cannot move cannot do nothing la hawla wala quwwata illa billah such was the result of their intransigence their godlessness their heedlessness na'am
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين فتولى عنهم and he turned away from them. Who is that? Who is that? Prophet Saleh. He turned away from them وَقَالَ and said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي, I have preached to you my Lord's message. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, and I have counseled you everything good I told you in a passionate and compassionate manner. That is نَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, from Nasiha. I have counseled you, okay? وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ, but what is clear is that you do not like the people who preach what is good unto you. That is your behavior. Naam. What is that? What is that? Innakum.
ما سبقكم بها من أهل من العالمين.
What is that? Next verse.
إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين. إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. لا إله إلا الله. Now we had the story of Hud. Now Saleh. Now who again? Lut. Let me ask you. The behavior, أعوذ بالله, the practice of a man meeting a man, a'udhu billah, is it good to call this nasty behavior loot? No. Some people are making the mistake of saying sodomy is loot. No. Man meeting a man in this jahannam prone behavior is not called loot. It is called sodomy. Because the name of the Prophet is called Lut, not the action, not you. The behavior is called al-liwa, or sodomization, or sodomy. It takes its name from the name of the area in which they lived. The area is known, historically speaking, as Sodom and Gomorrah. So the behavior is never to be called Lut, but al-liwa. Prophet Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to these dirty people, man meeting a man, and it has been proved historically it was a part of their behavior to be whispering. A grown up man will be exposing his chest, they will be combining two hands, cocks, fighting. These have been their behaviors, their characterizing features. So if anybody behaves in this manner, he is like them. Because Allah warns the believers against imitating an unbelieving folk. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Remember when Lut said to his people, oh, أتأتون الفاحشة, see you are such a people committing الفاحشة. What is الفاحشة? That is اللواء, man meeting a man, instead of man marrying a woman to satisfy the naturally endowed human feeling. But they went out of the way, man meeting a man, what you can call today gay life in the modern day. La ilaha illallah. So this is called al-fahisha. In Islam, if anybody commits this kind of thing, his punishment, he should be taken to the highest pinnacle of a mountain. There he should be thrown forcefully and stones being sent to him until he dies in a broken system, in a broken way, to tell you this is a bad action that if it is done, even Allah's arsh becomes shaken. Al-arsh of Allah, his throne shakes out of fear when sin is committed. But unfortunately, it is in Nigeria, some people went to the National Assembly looking for a law to legalize same-sex marriage. We say, what? What is the meaning of same-sex marriage? What does that mean? La ilaha illallah. But look at it. Some countries claiming to be developed do it. Legalized in Belgium. Legalized in Belgium and other countries. Spain. South Africa. Of all places. And unfortunately, the person that led such a process, his name was a Muslim name. But we thank Allah, the effort was thwarted. But you know what? The late Ghanaian president who died last 3 days, Professor John Atta Mills, kicked against it in Ghana. I was in Kumasi Polytechnic last 6 months for a lecture. I say I congratulate you Ghanaians because your leaders are responsible and reasonable. I was too irresponsible because Alhamdulillah that crazy and mad thing didn't hold water. So Allah refers to it as Al-Fahisha. Similarly, a woman beating a woman, what you call lesbianism. Now, due to what you call advancement, progress, civilization, there are people being clapped to the high heaven for being gay, for being lesbian. We are living in a challenging times and challenging moments. Quran is the way out of any quagmire. Hold it fast. Read it. Understand it. Live it. Live it. Get my language? Live it. Who can spell what I mean by live it? Aha! So not L-E-A-V-E, live it. But live it. L-I-V-E, live according to its teachings. That is live it. Let the Quran be your constitution, your roadmap, your guiding principle, your everything. Let the Quranic teaching be running in your blood like the blood in your circulatory system of the blood. Otherwise, you'll be in difficulty. So Allah refers to this as Al-Fasad. Next ayah.
وما كان جواب قومهم إلا أن قالوا أخرجوكم من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون.
We have to complete it. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين. Prophet Lut said to his people, so are you the people committing al-fahisha, this abominable act, this heinous crime? مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْآلَمِينَ. Nobody amongst the past generation ever behaved in such a manner you are behaving. To tell you, they were the first people to have started this bad behavior of sodomy. That is why I remember, I keep on saying this, one Christian preacher in America, Mr. Jimmy Swaggart from Louisiana, said, Hollywood of America today is the replica of Sodom and Gomorrah today. Imagine. He said in Hollywood, everything is committed, including man meeting man, woman, woman. La ilaha illallah. And they send these in form of blueprints, and countries do not recognize this as a crime. It is a crime against humanity because it is debasement. It is a crime against Allah Rabbul Alameen. But who cares? Who cares? We are talking about human rights, human rights. Where are Allah's rights? Doesn't Allah have rights? Doesn't He? He has rights. Why can't we talk about Allah's rights? Being floated, been flagrantly disobeyed. Why don't we talk on these issues? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you bring forth al-fahisha, none of the people that came before you behaved in this manner. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهَوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. Then he explained the meaning of al-fahisha in the ayah. He said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. Most certainly you meet men, sleeping with men, shahawatan, out of lust, lust, L-U-S-T. Okay, مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ, leaving women behind. Why can't you get married, satisfy your urge there, out of marriage, going after men? بَلْ أَمْتُمْ قَوْمُ مُسْرِفُونَ. Nay, you are but a criminally minded people. Musrifun, transgressors, profligates, who are heedless, who deserve Allah's punishment. Then Allah says, read again, وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ.
وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ.
وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Nothing was the answer. They didn't give any answer, but they are saying to him, what did they say? They said, أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. You shall evict, deport them from their, from your land. His people threatened by saying, Lut and those who believe with him should be deported from your city. Because it has been established, Prophet Lut was a foreigner in the land, was an expatriate or an alien. So they were being braggadocious, they were bragging that you are not the son of a land, you are preaching something new to us, so he should be deported along with those who believe with him. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٍ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. They are such a people claiming to be holy. Yeah, they are claiming to be pure, and we are not. They should be deported. Look at what they're saying. Next ayah.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Allah said, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, we saved him. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, that who is a pronoun referring to Prophet Lut. Okay, فَأَنْجَيْنَا, this plural of honor refers to Allah Rabbul Alameen. But why didn't Allah say فَأَنْجَيْتُ? He says فَأَنْجَيْنَا, plural. It's a challenge now, you can be challenged. What is the answer? Yes, majestic, beautiful. We should know, we should be armed knowledgeably in defending the Quran, the Sunnah, our cultural civilization and civilizational sensitivities. You don't defend Islam through dogmatism. No. Through proof. Mulhatu. In kuntum. Don't be dogmatic. Be proactive. Always. Right. So Allah says what? فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ we saved him. وَأَهْلَهُ along with his family. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ except his wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ she was among those left behind in Allah's condemnation. You know, there are two women that were under Allah's prophet, but being under them did not benefit them, isn't it? They were condemned. Which and which? From Rasulullah, Iqra. وامرأة نوح وامرأة لوط إن كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما
كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما
نعم
فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا
وقيل
ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Look at the example. Allah said the wife of Lot and the wife of Noah kanata tahta abdain min ibadina salihin fakhanatahuma falam yughniya anhuma min Allah shay'a wa qila adkhula an-nara ma'a ad-dakhilin. The wife of Noah alayhi salam and the wife of Lot, they were under our two pious servants, but they did not benefit them anything because they became dishonest with them. We say go to the hellfire that we are condemned. To tell you, being close to somebody pious does not benefit you. Yes.
وضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط.
نعم.
كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا الصالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
That is the correct recitation taken from the first part of the ayah. وضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة فرعون رَأَتَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَتَ لُوطٍ. Allah gave example to the unbelievers concerning the wife of Lut and the wife of Noah, as we have explained. Now Allah says, we saved Prophet Lut and his family, except his wife who was destined to be amongst those who believe in Allah's anger, Allah's punishment, Allah's chastisement on account of her rebellion. Next verse.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. We sent the rain on them. What a rain! You see, this is a figurative speech. It's a symbolical word, expression. Because Allah says, we send upon them water. You assume something good came down upon them. No. The meaning is, if it is water full of punishment, full of being uprooted. Because rain signifies what? Goodness or what is bad. Good thing. In fact, if we lack rainfall, we'll be in difficulty. We are not likely going to have bumper what? Harvest. Now Allah says, we send upon them water. Which kind of water? Of punishment, of chastisement, of annihilation, of obliteration. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, look at the end of the criminals. Alright? We send them water of punishment, water of chastisement. Finally, they were uprooted. Allah said, look at how their end came to be. La ilaha illallah. Next verse.
إلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Prophet Hud alayhi salam was mentioned. Prophet Saleh alayhi salam was mentioned. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was mentioned. Now, which prophet? Shu'aib. They call Shu'aib Jethro in English language. They call Hud Haba in English. They call Lut Lot. But Shu'aib, some call him Jeremiah, some call him Jethro. But the Quran says Shu'aib. Naam? The ulama refer to him as the spokesman for the Prophet. Khatib al-Anbiya, he is a spokesman. Yes, my brother? Hey, look at the Quran. Hold it well, please. Jazakallah khair. In a good position, hold the Quran, please. وإلى مدين أخاه شعيبا we sent to Madian their brother known as Shu'aib. May I ask you, is this Shu'aib the same Shu'aib that Prophet Musa alayhi salam lived under him and reared his animals for 8 years for him to marry his daughter? Or they are two different personalities? I'm asking you. No answer. You're only hissing. No answer. So please go back. Yes, brother. Naam? He's the only one. So are you telling me is the same person that Musa walked under him? But when you look at the historical sequence, it's not like this. Because this Shu'aib lived for quite a long, long time before Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Alright? So, it should be a different Shu'aib. Just like the issue of Dhul-Qarnayn. Some are saying Dhul-Qarnayn is Alexander the Great. But you need to crack your brain and go into the books of history and annals and find out the realities. That is why Muslims are a reading people. We are a reading people. We are a writing people. We are culturally developed. But unfortunately, we seem to be, subhanAllah, matching, so to say, under our feet such important things given to us, bequeathed by our pious predecessors. Allah says, we sent to Madian their brother Shu'aib. Qala, he said, Ya qawmi ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. You see, same message. Ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin. Same message. He said to them, worship Allah, for you have no any other object of worship apart from Allah. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Criterion, clear evidences did come to you from your Lord. Okay? فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Give full measure. الْكَيْلَ, okay, measure, وَالْمِيزَانِ and the weighing. The people of Prophet Shu'aib used to be merchants. They used to sell and buy. They were economically prosperous, so to say. They used to sell and buy. But they used to give half measure. So if anybody selling grain, corn, millet, rice, maize, whatever, he gives half, he is behaving like the people of Shu'aib. and there is a fear, he is likely to be raised together with them. Al-mar'u ma'aman ahab. Okay, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَتْقَمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. That is why Allah revealed a whole chapter, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. He says, وَيْلُ الْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ what? يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Then Allah says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ يُبْعَثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. These people, don't they think they are going to be resurrected on a such a big day? Now, the people of Prophet Shu'aib, we are a people that we are known to be prosperous economically. We are merchant. But they were practicing the behavior of reducing the measure, giving what is, giving less than expected. Okay? And this is very bad. You go to our market, you will see this behavior taking place. People giving half measure. People, you know, are interfering with the working condition of the machine, giving you fuel in our filling stations. This is very bad. And things like this. You go and buy meat for 500 naira according to the scale. It gives you 500 you are to pay, but they give you something less than that, for example. This is a cheating, and this is very bad. This is unbecoming. A tailor, you have given him your material to sew for you, and there are remaining. He hid them in his locker. What is this? What kind of behavior is this? A driver, I pay him money to take me to Abuja, and unfortunately the vehicle develops a technical fault along the road. And I want to reach there, he said, no, I'm not giving you money. You must wait until this be repaired. Why can't you refund me? Take your money from Kaduna to the area it has grounded. Allow me to go. I say, no. And we are quiet. Muslims do behave like this. These are instances of irresponsibility. When you talk in an extended way, all these are instances of things that are bad that Muslims should not practice, should not engage in. Okay. فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't hurt people by giving them less than what is due to them. Okay? Don't give what is not proportionate to the right of the people. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't commit corruption on the face of the earth or in the land. بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. After the land has been purified. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This kind of preaching is the base, is better for you. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِ. If only you are a truly believing people. Next verse.
وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ.
نعم.
وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. Prophet شعيب عليه الصلاة والسلام goes on preaching, counseling, drawing their attention. He said, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعِدُونَ. Don't go and block all ways. They used to go and block the merchants, the prospective buyers. And this bad behavior is still practiced today. Okay? You see people, they go and make sure they block the entries of the village people. People want to bring, say, their farm produce to Chechenia market or Bakarbo market, for example. But there are some professional dealers. They go and block the people from the local, from the locality. Hey, you don't have to go to the city. Let me tell you, the price is so and so. This bad behavior was first practiced by the people of Shu'aib. Am I communicating? Are you getting me? So that is very bad. Don't do that. Allow the commodity to go to the market and look for itself prospective buyers. But for you to go and block the chances of going to the market, claiming to be Mr. Know-all, Mr. Know-all, just to harm the village man, you are banking on his ignorance. That is very bad. So وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعِدُونَ. Don't go and block the ways of people coming, threatening them. وَتَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. I am diverting people's attention from Allah's way. Don't do that. Diverting and trying to take people's attention, those who believe in Allah. وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجَا. Trying to make it become crooked, because عِوَجَا, something straight, is made to look crooked, okay? Don't do things like this. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا. And remember when you were numerically insignificant, just minor, your number was too insignificant, فَكَثَرَكُمْ. But Allah multiplied you, made you grow in multitude. Remember this. وَانْضُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Look at what or how the end of the criminals be, what their end became. Remember all this. You see, all these things are being said so that you take cognizance, you take a message, you take a warning. People are warned through what? We learn through our mistakes. So it serves as a timely deterrent. Next verse.
وَإِنْ كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ.
وَإِنْ كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. This is verse number 87. Prophet Shu'aib went on to say, alayhi salatu wa salam, وَإِنْ كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. If some part, if one part of a people believed in what I was sent with, and one part did not believe, first of all, take heart, be patient, endure, exercise perseverance, okay? حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا, until such a time when Allah decides us between amongst ourselves. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah is the base of the judges. Nobody judges better than Allah does. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعْنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Any question? Are there questions? Okay, come on. عليكم السلام. حياكم الله. Okay.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, ashraf al-mursalin. We thank our brothers for coming for today's program. We pray Allah reward us all abundantly. Inshallah, for this evening, we won't be taking questions. And for those who have questions, please put them down in writing. As from tomorrow, inshallah, we'll collect them. And as usual, maybe the last 15 minutes, we dedicate that to questions and answers from tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, ya Sheikh. And we'll gather here tomorrow again from 4 p.m. And inshallah to continue to the end of the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.
نشهد الله لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
Thank you.